Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 79 degrees outside. Expecting a high of 82 today under mostly sunny skies. A former employee of the Random Lake School District has been charged for stealing hundreds of tablets from the district. 33-year-old Mike Utsby of Milwaukee made his initial appearance in Sheboygan County Court yesterday. According to the criminal complaint, Superintendent Tom Malstead found around 300 tablets and a laptop computer missing on August 29th, one day after Utsby, who was in charge of the technology in the school, abruptly resigned. When authorities asked Utsby about the missing items, he allegedly admitted to taking these and dozens of other tablets the district bought, along with some donated from a Village of Random Lake business, and sold them on Craigslist so that he could support several people he described as worse off than him. The total tablets stolen are at least 500 worth around $180,000. Area residents may have their closest chance today to get questions answered by state officials regarding the setup of health exchanges in Wisconsin. The state's Office of the Commissioner of Insurance will hold an informational session at the LTC campus in Cleveland from 3 to 4:30 p.m. The 90-minute meeting is intended for anyone to get unbiased information about the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The meeting will be informal and guided by the issues and questions people who attend bring up. Residents in the Village of Waldo might have noticed the level of the Waldo Mill Pond has gone down recently. This is due to the DNR preparing to do an inspection and general maintenance on the Onion River Dam this month. The controlled drawdown will result in the pond's depth to decrease to a 4-foot maximum. The DNR said work on the 15-foot dam should be done by September 20th, and then they will decide if they will refill the pond then or wait until next spring. Midwest Republicans are meeting in Kohler this weekend to talk about policy matters and helping more GOP candidates get elected. About 150 legislators, aides, and party supporters are expected for an event put on by the Republican Legislative Campaign Committee. The group's leaders say other Midwest states can learn from GOP accomplishments made in Wisconsin since Scott Walker was elected governor in 2010 and his fellow Republicans took control of both houses of the legislature. President Obama's been speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the G20 summit, the two leaders still disagreeing on what to do about chemical weapons use in Syria, but the Russian president says the meeting was still constructive. President Obama's thoughts?
It was a candid and constructive conversation, which characterizes my relationship with him. I know, as I've said before, everybody's always trying to look for body language and all that, but the truth of the matter is that my interactions with him tend to be very straightforward.
President Obama went on to say that the Syrian conflict has to be resolved because it has become a humanitarian crisis. Russia has been threatening to arm Syria with an anti-missile system if the U.S. launches an attack against the al-Assad regime. Milwaukee's 20 murders in August were the most in a calendar month since 2005. Police Chief Ed Flynn provided a report of this deadly situation during a meeting of the city's Fire and Police Commission yesterday. The city has seen 29 homicides in the past 2 months. Males made up 23 of the victims, and nearly 80% of them were black. Almost a third of the murders occurred during fights and arguments, while almost a quarter were due to domestic violence. The tourism industry is fighting a proposal in the legislature that would let Wisconsin public schools start the fall semester before September 1st. Tom Dial of the Wisconsin Dells Visitors and Convention Bureau is a former president of the State Tourism Council.
We spearheaded the drive for, we were trying to go to Labor Day. We compromised with everyone on September 1st, and it's worked beautifully since the early 2000s.
Dial says the later starting time is crucial to the tourism industry because it extends the summer travel season for families. Also, he says it's good for attractions that employ students. Governor Scott Walker last night canceled the $500,000 state grant awarded to the United Sportsmen Foundation last week to help promote the state's sporting heritage. The reason was due to the group's leader being fined in 2005 for hunting with an improper license in Langlake County. The group was the only one to apply for the DNR grant. Concerns had been raised about how the grant awarding process proceeded, with some groups saying they were not made aware of it or discouraged by Republican lawmakers not to apply for it. Also this week, the foundation's tax-exempt status was shown to still be undetermined by the IRS. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp said Walker's decision shows he wants to make sure her agency finds other ways to promote fishing and hunting in Wisconsin and only include outside groups the public will trust in getting results. It's been called one of the top five funkiest festivals in the country by Reader's Digest. Manitowoc's 6th annual Sputnik Fest commemorates the 51st anniversary of a Russian satellite falling to Earth there. Greg Vagney is director of the Raw West Art Museum.
The Sputnik 4 Soviet spacecraft. It was kind of like a large satellite. Crashed to Earth and crashed in northeastern Wisconsin. And the largest piece that was found smoking in a hole, in a crater, in the middle of North 8th Street, right out in front of the Rahr West Art Museum.
Organizers will have fun with the event, which includes a reenactment, alien animal and human costume contest, and a Miss Space Debris pageant. Vandy said the Farmer's Almanac will be sending a reporter to Sputnik Fest this weekend to write a story for its 2014 edition. Well, they may expect a little tough weather this weekend, but not for Friday football this evening. We're expecting mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low 80s for highs. There is a chance for showers and thunderstorms, but that will come closer to daybreak tomorrow and through the day Saturday. Sunny on Sunday, but cooler, highs only in the 70s. WHBL News Time 1206, I'm Rusty Melberg. We head on back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL.